Hello, happy Friday. How are you doing? How's your week been? I've had a scrambly week, back at the work, back at the mahi this week, and it's an interesting week because I don't know about you, but I feel like it takes me a while to get back up to speed. You know, like you get back to work and then you get into all your bloody, start doing the work and then you think, sometimes you think, did I even have a break? Was I even not here? And then other times you think, oh, fuck, I've forgotten who I am. I've forgotten what I do. Why is my inbox full? Who are these people that want me? What is going on? And it's a bit weird. But anyway, we've been back doing the week. It's been a weird week because we had a bit of a public holiday on the Monday here. And it's a short week, which is quite a blessing, don't you think, for a short week. And here we are, back at Friday. So my observation this week, I've been talking to lots of people about their New Year's resolutions, and not really resolutions because I feel like New Year's resolutions are for young people. I feel like when you get older, you have intentions. It's a grown-up word for resolution. New Year's resolutions are like, I'm giving up cigarettes, you know, when you're pissed at midnight with your mates. And I go, yeah, cool. But when you're an older person, I feel like we have intentions and it becomes more about how we're going to be and less about what we're going to do. Because I feel like when you get older, you know, I could just be rambling on about myself here, but when you get older, you're just so fucking sick of doing, aren't you? Doing. We're just doing the stuff. And we spend a lot of time doing. And then you start going, hang on. What am I being? Who am I being? And there's that whole, what am I doing, being and having? And I think, I know for me, I'm very fucking good at the doing. Oh, busy doer. I'm always been a wee doer. A doobie. Who used to call them that? Buzzer Bumble was a radio show from Lindsay O way back in Wellington when I was a child. And he used to say, and have you been a good doobie? Not like a doobie, like a joint, but a doobie like doing things, being a doing bee. He was a bumblebee. And in the school holidays, he travelled to the local shopping mall and did a concert. That was our version of like a concert when we were kids. Anyway, and I remember always thinking, yes, I'm a doobie. I do things. And doing's great until it's fucking not, right? So my observation this week is I've been talking to lots of people about their doing and then what are they not doing and what are they not being anymore and what, and because I'm in that middle age bit, there's this piece of life where you suddenly go, oh, I don't think I want to do that anymore. I don't think I want to be that anymore. I don't think, I know people that are going, no, I don't want to. I've got a friend who decided she wasn't going to be a vegetarian anymore and all her family fucking wigged out. They all wigged out. And it's like, you know what? It's nothing to do with anyone else what you eat. For God's sake. You know, like Jesus. Why do people think they have the right to have opinions about your life? It's like, oh, you know, and loads of my friends giving up drinking because actually, just to be honest, old pissed people aren't that cool. That's really the truth. So it's like, well, lots of people are giving up drinking. And people are like, oh my God, you can't give up drinking. And you're like, why? Because you'll feel fucking inadequate. Like, go away. You know, people are so weird, aren't they? And so I've been doing lots of research. I'm running a workshop. I'm really excited about it. I'm doing energy festivals, which is pretty exciting. So energy festivals are happening all around the country, around New Zealand. I've got four coming up and we're about to put Christchurch on sale. So if you're in Christchurch, don't panic. We haven't forgotten you. We've got the bottom of the South Island, the top of the North Island and the bottom of the North Island. And then we're going to go to Christchurch as well. So that's exciting. So I've got Hamilton and Wairarapa and where's the other one? Alexandra. And I'm doing a workshop. So the morning is kind of a whole lot. The energy festival is about redesigning yourself and giving yourself a day just to give yourself a day and some space and a fun environment where you get to think about your energy, the physical energy, your emotional energy, your mental energy. It's not like big hard stuff. It's going to be fun. But one of the workshops is about creating a life you love. And I believe my repotted retreats, I do repotted retreats. I have those twice a year. And people come to those to literally repot, to redesign and rebuild and you know, their lives. So it's like pulling out the weeds, giving yourself, what are the nutrients you need in your pot? What is the conditions you need to grow? And I think we should always be growing. I think if you're not growing and changing, something's wrong. And I'm really allergic to settling. I have a very yucky energy around that. I'm just like, don't fucking settle. Now, settle's different than contentment, because if you're content, you're actually happy and you're going, I'm happy. This is all I need in my world. This is what I want. If you're not happy and you stay the same, then you're settling. And I go, you fuck that, right? I love the idea of raging against the light. I'm like, I will not lie down. I will rage against the light. There's a famous poem. Who's that by? I love it. Jack someone. I would rather be ashes than dust. Anyway, look that up. I would rather be ashes than dust. It's a really, really good poem. Too bad I can't remember the name of it, but it's a really good poem. And I love the idea of raging against the light and kind of, a lot of people get to the mid to middle age and they give up and I'm like, yeah, why would you do that? And so this is about designing a life you love. And I'm like, what would you love in your life? Like, would, if you're a vegetarian, would you like to eat meat? You know, if you're married, would you like to not be married? If you're not married, would you like to be married? Like, I don't know what you want, but think about all the things you want and also, more importantly, what you don't want and then how you want to be. And so I've been doing a lot of research into boundaries, and I think boundaries, a lot of people have got into boundaries because for those of us who are middle age, we weren't taught about boundaries when we were young, because we were told and we kept people happy and we were raised to be people pleasers. So we weren't really taught that it's okay to have boundaries. So I now come across people in my work who don't think they have the right to express their opinions. They don't think they have the right to decide their priorities. They don't think they have the right to decide how they live their lives. They don't think it's okay to change their mind. They don't think it's okay to make mistakes. You know, they don't think it's okay to ask for what they want. They don't think it's okay to say no. They don't think it's okay to set limits on things and go, I'm not doing this, but I will do that. They don't think it's okay to walk away from relationships that don't serve them. And it's like, all of those things are your rights. Like, as a human being, you have rights, right? And I fucking love that. Neil Donald Walsh talks about we are human beings, not human doings. And part of our being is you need to set up the framework of how you want to be. So what is the framework you want to be? Now, I have kind of avoided boundaries most of my life because I got them mixed up. I sort of saw them as limitations. And actually, they don't limit you. They limit others' access to you. Right, I'm going to say that again. So boundaries don't limit you. They limit other people's access to you, which gives you more space. Because it's like you're going, look, I'm just going to build this little fence around me so you can come up to here, but you can't come any further without my permission because they are my boundaries and they are my rules. Instead of going, yeah, come one, come all, fucking do what you like, piss on the carpet, paint the walls, knock yourselves out. And then whinging because there's piss on the carpet and paint on the walls, right? So that's the problem. If we don't have boundaries and then we whinge because people upset us, but it's like, yeah, but you never put in place a, you can't talk to me like that. Please don't try and control me. I'm not enjoying this friendship. All of those things, you know, we need to state our truths. State our truths. Now, this is not easy stuff, but anyway, so designing a life you love, I'm really excited about that. And I'm interested in what boundaries you don't have in place. The other problem with people as we get a bit older is when you have children and you're in long-term relationships, you often just, the boundaries get eroded away. And so you think, oh yeah, so you let a few things slide and then next thing you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're a free-for-all. Everyone's allowed to just take your FPOS card and do what they like, or everyone's allowed to drive the car and never put any petrol in and there's no consequence. Or it's like, no, hang on. Like, no, sorry, I'm changing the rules. And it's okay to change the rules. But sometimes people go, oh, well, we've done it for the last 10 years. We might as well do it for the next 10. It's like, no, darling, that's not how to live your life. So I love the idea of just having little meetings, you know, like my Monday meetings with myself, but little meetings with yourself to go, what are my current rules? What am I saying no to? What am I saying yes to? What do I want more of? Who do I want more of? Who do I want less of? Who no longer suits me? It's okay to go, this no longer suits me. And I'm really sad that that's bad news for you. But what we're really doing when we do that is we are disappointing ourselves. And I reckon, I know, we're our longest relationship. You are the most significant relationship you will ever have is with yourself. So why do we let ourselves down? Why do we let other people's happiness come in front of ours? I just do not understand it. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's really hard. It's really hard to let other people down. It's really hard to suddenly have to make an announcement that, hey, I'm really sorry, people, but I've changed my mind, or I've changed my rules, or I've changed my decision, or I no longer wish to be in business, or I no longer wish to be at this address, or I no longer wish to share a house with you, or I no longer wish to, you know, share an office with you, or this just doesn't suit me anymore. And, you know, you don't even have to tell people why. You can go, just cause I changed my mind, and it's okay. Isn't it funny? Because some people say, oh, it's terrible. People change their mind. It's terrible. I'm like, I don't think it is terrible. I think it's fucking wonderful because it shows growth and it shows curiosity. And maybe you won't get it right, but it's better than staying stuck. Better than staying stuck. So what's a life you would love to live? That's the workshop. So I'm writing that at the moment. The great thing about this work is I do the writing and then I start thinking, you know, and all of the stuff I'm applying to my own life live. I'm on my very own live experiment. I'm also doing one on people fuckery. So people fuckery is a big part of my next book, which is about how do you, basically the book's called Big Love, and it's what's called How to Love, Big Love, anyway, working title. But it's about loving yourself, loving your people, and loving your life. And how do you love people that are difficult? How do you handle difficult people? What do you do with the people that are in your life? Who do you get rid of? Who do you keep? When's enough's enough? Like, what's the line where you go, you know, it's been lovely, but thanks. But no thanks. And we don't have to have people permanently in our lives. And some people, you know, there's that whole they come for a reason or a season. And so the people fuckery is about getting really clear on who are your people, who do you need right now? And they may not be forever. And that's okay. We've been tricked into this little world of fairy tales where, you know, you fall in love with the prince in the forest and live with them forever. Well, fuck that. I don't think that works. I'm pretty sure it doesn't. It might for some, but no. So, you know, in this old age, I've been reading a bit of Clementine Ford. I like her. She's a raving feminist and I really like her work. But she talks about how marriage is not an insurance policy. And I thought, oh, that's good. Because people, you know, you get married and people stop working. They stop trying. They stop leaning in. They just go, oh, well, fuck it. I've got her now. Got him now. I've bagged him. I'm just going to sit here, eat chips, you know, and we stop growing and changing. And whereas I know people who are single, they're out there, man, they're fucking hustling. They're getting their eyebrows done. They're shaving their legs. They're doing the thing, aren't they? Because they're out in the game. And it's like, even if you're married, if you're in a long-term relationship, even if you never want a relationship, people pull themselves out of the game. And I think life's a game and you're in it. And if you're in that, that means you have a heartbeat and you're in it. And giving up on the game is, I think, rude. It's rude because there's so many people, like, we're so lucky to be alive. And there's people who've given up on the game. They've just stopped playing and they're not living, they're existing. Oh, I have an allergy to that. I'm like, come on, man, rage against the light. What's his name? I'll find it. I'll find it for my Monday meeting about I'd rather be ashes than dust. because it's all about I'd rather die out in a flame. I'm really bastardizing this poem, but it's about I'd rather die out in a blaze of glory or something than be fucking ashes and dust, or I can't remember. Anyway, something like that, and it's really good. So I'll tune in Monday. Tune in for my Monday morning meeting. That'll be happening on Monday. Well, I will try and get my shit together for a big week next week, and I will find that poem. So have a wonderful weekend. Think about living the life you love and what that looks like. And if you want to come along, come to my energy festival. I would love to see you there. Right. Have a beautiful weekend. Ka kite. Bye.